By the way, there is no cookie cutter marketing plan for books. There's no cookie cutter for all of them. There are best practices and things that you need to have in place. Website, social media, by the way, do all of those things in the name of you, not your book. Because when you do multiple books, you do not want to have to come back and recreate the wheel. Brand yourself. You're the author. People are going to come back and flock to you because of who you are and what you're writing.
Hey friends, frenemies, acquaintances, and haters, you too. Welcome to the Rebel Maker Podcast, where I, Marty Stotler, the Rebel Queen, your resident publishing maven, and serial entrepreneur, encourages rebellious behavior and rebellious action in women all across the globe. If you believe like I do, then you're in the right place. One, books change lives. Women totally run the world. Collectively, we have all of the answers. And on a scale from one to you just read my damn mail, not chasing that burning desire deep inside you is equivalent to a warm beer on a hot day. This podcast is a rallying call for high-performing women like you with big vision and a bigger will to lock arms and source all the tools we need to succeed for ourselves, for each other, and for the world at large. So cheers, friend. Here's to shortening the learning curve and chasing down those dreams like our livelihood depends on it, because it kind of does.
Hey friends, welcome to the second solo episode of the Rebel Maker Podcast, where I, your hostess with the mostest, Marty Stotler, the Rebel Queen, your resident publishing maven, we're going to talk about the difference between traditional and self-publishing. So depending on where you go, there's a lot of different publishing models that people are talking about. They're talking about self-publishing, traditional publishing, vanity, hybrid. There's just so many different types of publishing. And I don't care how you publish, but there's a few things that you need to know so you can make an informed decision about how you want to publish. So if you've been listening to me, I've been doing this for a couple years, 15 years, actually, I've been publishing. And my first publishing company that I worked with, they functioned off a traditional model. So what that meant was you could submit your manuscript. She did not need an agent to submit manuscript. She could submit it directly to the company. But what we did is we reviewed these unsolicited manuscripts. If we found one that we thought had merit to the material that they were writing, then we requested additional information. When I requested additional information, I wanted to know things like, who the hell are you? Like, why should I care who you are? What's your website? How many visits are you getting to your website monthly? What's your email list look like? What's your open rate? Where have you spoke in the last 3 years, 2 to 3 years, I can't remember. And then where are you booked to speak in the next 2 to 3 years? I also wanted to know how many people attended those events. If you already have product, how many books did you sell at previous events? What does your social media look like? So what we did is we were looking at how big is your audience? How many people have you already built as raving fans will help us to determine how many books you're able to sell, right? Because traditional publishing is a business and it's a risk. So any publisher that is going to take your book on, they're taking on a risk because it's costing them money to get the book done. It's costing them money to edit, to do the cover, to do any marketing, to do any advertising. And they want to make sure that there is going to be a return on their investment. Otherwise, they don't have a business. So we placed books on bookstore shelves. We met with book buyers. Like, it was a really great experience. When I left that publishing company, I have worked for a couple other publishing companies. And I feel like that as I transitioned from one company to the next, our model changed. And it changed just ever so slightly. But with that transition of each company is exactly how it landed me with Rebel and doing what I'm doing with Rebel. And when I have conversations with authors, especially new authors, I love having conversations with new authors because they need to make decisions, right? I know that I'm not a good fit for everybody. And I know everybody is not a good fit for me. And that's totally fine because there's plenty of books being written. There's plenty of business for all of us. But I do want to make sure that people at least have the information that they can make a decision on how they want to publish. So let's just get into it. So a couple of things that you need to determine: what is important to you when you're publishing your book? Number one, let's talk about an advance. When I worked at that first publishing company, authors just had this idea that A, I'm getting picked up by a traditional publishing company, which is super exciting, right? But also they received an advance. And a lot of times they didn't care how much of an advance they received. They just wanted to be able to say, I got paid for my work. Inaccurate, people, totally inaccurate. Let me tell you how an advance works. Advance is not free money. I'm not paying you for your work. I'm just giving you an advance, just that. I'm just going to front you some money that I'm going to recoup on the sales of your book. So it's like a loan, right? If enough of your books have not sold, that you are not going to pay back that advance, you will not get another publishing deal from them or from another company. So, because they're going to want your sales numbers, right? All right. So that's the advance. Let's talk about royalties. Let's talk about how much money you want to make from the sale of each of your book. When you are publishing with a traditional publishing company and they're giving you royalties for each book sold, right? Now, a lot of times you're getting a different royalty rate for ebook versus a hardback book, just because it costs more money for a hardcover book than it does an ebook. It's a digital book. When you are self-publishing and you have control of your book, you receive 100% of the royalties, right? Now, granted, when you're distributing and you're distributing on, I don't know, Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Books A Million, wherever it is that you're distributing your book and your book is being bought, there is going to be a royalty split with that store because that store has to make their money. So let's just say, and most of the books are being purchased on Amazon anyway. So let's just say Amazon. So your book sells for $20 on Amazon. Amazon's going to take 40%. That other 60% is coming to you, right? You don't have to split that with anybody else. If you have a traditional book deal, not only are you splitting your profits with Amazon, then you're splitting your profits with your publishing company. And it could be anywhere between, I've seen royalty rates as low as 6%. So 6% royalty rates of the money that the publishing company receives, also minus costs, because listen, they don't actually edit and do your cover and they don't do all that stuff for free. Like they don't sell your book to the bookstores. They don't print your book. They don't do all of that stuff for free. That's all going into like your chart of accounts, right? So any royalties that they make, they're making sure that they're getting their money back plus their profits, right? So I've seen royalties as small as 6%. I've seen royalties as high as 25%, right? When you do it yourself, when you're self-publishing and you have control of how your book is being distributed and where your book is being sold, your royalty is going to be 100%. So after you do your split with Amazon, the rest is coming to your bank account. Nobody else is involved, right? So how much money do you want to make off the sales of each of your books? All right, now let's talk about that. This is a really good spot to talk about marketing and your audience. So just a few minutes ago, I was talking to you about when I started off at the first publishing company, I reviewed a book. I think the book that has merit. I want to talk to them. I want to know what their platform looks like because I want to know how many of my books am I going to be able to sell to the audience that you have already built and created, right? Now, listen, I don't care if you've been doing this for a hot freaking second or if you have been trying to sell yourself for the last week. It is not easy to build an audience. It is not easy to build an audience. It is scary. It is hard. You got to find your flow. You got to find your people. And then you have to keep your people, right? So someone is selling to your audience. It's either going to be you or it's going to be your publishing company, but it's not going to be both. So when you talk about marketing, I don't care who you are. I don't care who you publish with. The author is always going to be the biggest marketer of their books, hands down. That's just the way it works, right? Your publishing company might have a following of people who really enjoys the types of books that they're publishing. Yes, absolutely. That can be true. But the majority of your books are going to be sold primarily because you have communicated your message and you have built an audience And then second, books are being sold because you have written a book and published a book that is worthy enough to be talked about. So marketing your book, you have built your audience, and who's going to profit off of that, right? Either you're going to profit the majority off the sales of your book, or a publishing company is going to profit off the sales of your book. All right. Next thing, this is super, super important. And you're going to know this when you're signing your contract, right? And I'm going to tell you how to find out. What is important to you in regards to the intellectual property rights of your book? Now, listen, every book that is written is copyrighted in the name of the author. That's just how it goes. But when you are signing a contract, make sure that you are not signing over the intellectual property rights of your book. All right. What is the intellectual property rights? That means your ideas and your material that is in that book, you are signing over to the publishing company who is handling it. Why are they doing that? Why do they want the intellectual property rights? For several different reasons. One, taking a risk. So they want to make sure that, man, if this is a good book, we want to maximize as much money as we can make off of this. And let me count the ways that I can do that. And here's how you'll tell in your contract. Because it's not going to explicitly say, hey, thank you so much for signing over the intellectual property rights. It's going to say things like, we hold exclusive rights to print, publish, distribute. It's going to say things like, we hold foreign rights. We hold movie rights. It might be something stupid. We hold the ancillary rights. So ancillary rights, we're going to make mugs and t-shirts and calendars from your book. Those are very clear ways that you can tell that they're taking intellectual property rights to your book. Okay, so what does this mean for you? Actually, if you don't give a shit and they're giving you like a good enough advance, because I would be hard pressed to turn down six figures if someone was offering me six figures for my book. And that happens. And in that case, I might be like, you're giving me six figures. Go ahead, have my book. But let's just say you do your book and you realize that you've been receiving a lot of feedback from your people about chapter three. And when you're revisiting chapter three, you realize that you can expand on chapter three. So you're going to take the information in chapter three, you're going to extract it, and you're going to build on it, and you're going to make another book specifically on the subject matter that you have written about in chapter three. All right. Now, if you have signed over your intellectual property rights to a publisher, you are going to have to go back and ask that publisher if you can take chapter three and make a bigger book out of it. Here's what the publisher's going to do. They're going to go back and they're going to say, hold on, give me a minute. They're going to go back. They're going to look at your sales. If your sales have been good, they're going to say, hell yes, that's great. Go ahead and do that. We'll publish it because more money, right? Or the publisher is going to look at it and be like, man, sales have really been falling flat. We've backlisted it. We're not making any money. And if you want to take chapter three and you want to do more with chapter three, you can do that, but you're going to pay us to get your intellectual property rights back. So listen, that first publishing company that I worked at, right? There was an author that I had worked with who ran into that, right? His books were backlisted. They weren't really promoting it and selling it. He wanted to bring it back out to the forefront. He wanted to promote and sell his book. So he reached out to the publishing company. He's like, hey, you're not doing anything with this anymore. So I'd like it back to take care of it. And they sold his book back to him. Don't hold me to this, but I think they sold his book back to him for 10 grand. I think it was 10 grand that he had to pay to get his book back. So intellectual property rights. Here's the other thing they're going to do with intellectual property rights. And I actually seen this at this first publishing company too. So there was an author that they took on when this author was just this little podunk author from, I don't know, the bayou in Louisiana, who knows. But this author ended up getting really big and really successful. So because they had his book, because he had done so well and he had built this major platform for himself, because they owned the intellectual property rights of this book, they diced this book up 17 ways from Sunday, and they developed so many more books out of this one book. And because they owned it, they didn't need his permission. But they would just send him a letter saying, hey, by the way, Mr. Big Shot, we're going to take your book. We're creating new material out of it. Just wanted to let you know. So that was that. In my opinion, once I got all these books, because I worked at this publishing company and I'm like a book whore, I want all of the books. I bought all of them. And as I was reading them, I realized that I'm reading like the core of every single one of these books is the same freaking book. So I pretty much bought the exact same book with just a couple different stories added into each one. Hey, Rebels, I know you've been listening to The Rebel Maker for a hot minute, and you're probably listening for a couple reasons. One, you're thinking about writing a book. Two, you wrote the book and now you don't know what the hell to do with it. Or three, you need help marketing the book that you've already done because you're falling flat on sales. Great. I got just the thing for you. Go to the website, rebelqueen.co. Book a call with me. Here's what's going to happen. One, I'm going to give you an action plan for exactly what you need to do next. Whatever that next step is, writing it, publishing it, marketing it. And also I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask any question that you have. Go to the website, rebelqueen.co. Book a call with me. And I had the same book with different titles, different covers. Anyways, that's some things that they can do with the intellectual property rights. Now, if you want the rights to your book, make sure you self-publish. But let's talk about Marty. Let's talk about Rebel. Let's talk about how I publish books. So in all of those instances, I do it better. I firmly believe that you didn't just sit down one day and decide to write a book. You do have to sit down one day and make a decision that you're going to put pen to paper. That's part of the decision-making process. But that book did not come from like a knee-jerk, I'm going to sit down and write about how to propagate plants when you don't even have a plant in your house. Like that book that you're writing has come from your life's journey. And I know this sounds super cheesy, but I have no other way to say it. That book has come from blood, sweat, tears, money, trials. And I firmly believe that you should profit off the sales of your book. I don't want a royalty split with you. Like, I don't want to take any portion of your sales because I also know that you're the biggest marketer of your book. I don't want a portion of that. I want you to get paid for what you do. I want to get paid for what I do. So I'm a self-publishing services provider. What makes me different is that one, I've been doing this for 15 years. The people that I work with have been people that I have worked with for a very long time. I work with experts in what they do. I work with the best writers, with the best editors. I work with the best people who do fabulous book layouts. I work with people who do the best covers. And my team and I have gotten very adept at looking at all of this objectively and making sure that by the time that you get your book, it is something that not just you are proud of, but that we are also proud of. And listen, there's been things that have slipped through the cracks that I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. What the hell is this? Like it happens, but it happens before it goes to print and we catch it and we fix it 100% of the time. Because if I'm putting my name on that book's going to look tight. So I don't want any splits from the sales of your book. I want to get paid for what I do. I want you to get paid for what you do. And I hope that you make $1 million off the sales of your book. And not just the sales of your book. And that's a conversation for another day, right? But books open doors of opportunity. So you can't take, oh, it's going to cost me this much to do my book. How many books do I need to sell? Again, conversation for another day, just a whole different way that you need to look at like what a book is going to do for you and the doors it's going to open for you. So I don't take any like royalty splits. I don't take any intellectual property of your book. It's yours. I don't want anything to do with that. If we are not a good fit, if we get to moving along in this phase of getting your book done and contractually you realize, hey, I don't know if I actually want to continue. We have a conversation about that. I don't force anybody to continue doing business with me because I need you to tell your friends how great it was to work with Marty. Oh, I actually got a story about that. So years ago, I was publishing a young author, right? She was amazing. Over the pandemic, Micarah Everett. Check out her books. She has a couple now and they're on Amazon. You can find them. But over the pandemic, she realized that she could draw and she would do these chalk paintings, drawings in her driveway every day over the pandemic. And then her parents were photographing these. And then she got notoriety. Like this girl was on local news. I think she was on like, I think it was Matt and Kelly at the time. Matt and Kelly. It was Regis and Kelly. Ryan and Kelly. She was on Ryan and Kelly. So she was getting this notoriety. She was building this huge following on Instagram. And in the middle of our contractual agreement, they were approached by a traditional publisher. And they're like, Marty, we really feel like this is the way that we need to go. And I blessed them to go do that if they felt that was the best fit for their daughter, Makare. And throughout the process and the contractual process with that company, they came back and I was like, hey, if you guys want any questions, like seriously, I'll help you navigate the contract process, right? Because I'm in publishing. I've seen the contracts. So throughout the course of this process, they were asking me questions about the contract. I was explaining what the real verbiage of that contract meant. And at the end of the day, they decided not to go with that other company and come back and finish publishing with me. And they've actually sent me some referrals since then. So all in that to say that, hey, I am for you. I am for your success. And I am for that which you think is best for you. So I don't take any of your intellectual property rights. My contracts are very friendly. Obviously, I do not give advances. Marketing, let's talk about marketing. I told you that the author is the biggest marketer of your book. So we absolutely do book launches. We do like online book launches. We do in-person book launches. I walk you through that. I'm not in person at all book launches, but I have been in person at a couple and I actually love doing that. We talk through podcast tours. We talk through social media. We talk through blogs. We talk through what is the best ways for you to market your book and how do we plan that out and do that. Now, at the end of the day, I'm not implementing for you. I'm not your marketer. The author is always going to be the biggest marketer of your book. But what I am doing is I'm supporting you through the process. I'm helping you create the best marketing plan for you and your book. And I'm giving you best practices. By the way, there is no cookie cutter marketing plan for books. There's no cookie cutter for all of them. There are best practices and things that you need to have in place. Website, social media, by the way, do all of those things in the name of you, not your book. Because when you do multiple books, you do not want to have to come back and recreate the wheel. Brand yourself. You're the author. People are going to come back and flock to you because of who you are and what you're writing. So I feel like I have thoroughly talked about all of the pieces that you need to make a decision on. And listen, if any of this is confusing to you, if any of this you are like, ooh, Marty, this brings up some questions. And I'm like, oh, yes, do tell. Please let me know. Reach out to me. You can book a call on my website. My website is rebelqueen.co. When you get on there, just book a clarity call, which I should probably call it a different name because I'm not just giving you clarity around like the industry and what's going to happen. Like you can ask me anything that you want to ask me. I will answer every question to the best of my ability. And if I don't know, I will find out and I will get back to you. I don't care if it's about ebooks. I don't care about audiobooks. I don't care if it's about marketing. I don't care if you're going to be like, Marty, why the hell is my book not selling? Oh, let's look at that. I can tell you very quickly. I'm going to give you your next steps, right? So if you are stumped somewhere in your book process or you just haven't gotten started or you've gotten started and you're just like, okay, now what? I need some help. I'm going to give you a very high level, okay, this is the process. And this is what you need to do next. And oh, by the way, if you want some support in that, this is how we work together. So friends, book that call on my website. Oh, also, this is a good spot to share this too. One last thing before I get off. So I'm starting a writer's group. I am super excited about this. I have received feedback that the problem with writer's groups is that while you are trying to write and make an impact with your writing, and write a book that A, sells, and B, people want to talk about, we need to talk about writing and we need to not be talking about sales and marketing, right? Like we do, we will talk a little bit about marketing because that's super important because you can never start marketing your book too soon. But I am starting a writer's group where we focus on writing. So it is going to include a Facebook group where we're going to get in there and pop in together and ask all of the questions and support each other. It is going to consist of some co-writing workspaces. So for accountability purposes, we just pop on and we write. We're just going to write the damn book. We're going to get serious about it. And by the way, while you guys are writing your book, I'm writing mine because this year my book's coming out. Okay, friends. So stay tuned for that. There will be more information coming out sooner than later as I further develop that. And also, someone who's writing, please share this podcast with them because maybe there's something in there for them that's going to help them move their needle forward. And also, if you have not reviewed me on Apple, please do so, so people who are searching can find the best podcast for them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope your day is fabulous. Friend, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Rebel Maker, where I not only support, but also encourage rebellious behavior, rebellious action, and doing the thing that no one thought you could do. Hell yes to you. If you're digging what you're hearing, finding inspiration, and actionable items for your next step, then please do all the things. Subscribe, share me with your besties, and send me a message. I'd love to chat. Cheers to your success.